Blog Talk Radio.
African-centered classroom, and we do believe in
African consciousness, and we are a part of the group that works with the Yoruba teaching. So the teachings that will be coming from me will be focusing in on Ifa and the Yoruba teachings. So today we have a treat for you to give you a little creation story behind the Yoruba. And we'd like to acknowledge our ancestors. So stand to your feet and get prepared to pour libation. If you don't understand that water has no enemy and it is pure currency, and we want to keep the currency flowing in our life. So why don't you get in the habit of pouring water? Because there are great stories behind the water that I will be telling you later why water is necessary and how it came about to be so neutral. As I pour libation to Odulamare, I say we give honor to you, Odulamare. Libation. I like to pour a glass of water for my Yeye, which is my mother spirit, Yamenja. I like to pour libation for my father spirit, which is Baba. And my father spirit is Obatala. Say it with me, Obatala. One of the deities, one of the Orishas, ladies and gentlemen. And there are over 16 divinations, making 246 divinations. And with those combinations, there are many divinations that can be made up. The Orishas are the closest thing to God. They are created to assist and aid us. And they are an extension of God. So if you don't have your oracle reading for your destiny, you ought to be about the business of getting that, ladies and gentlemen. In this classroom, we have not made that available. In our next segment, we will be talking about getting your oracle reading for your destiny reading. We will be talking about the benefit of that and how you to use it. Now, there are many other conscious movements on this airway now talking about Ifa. I am trusting that we're going to align ourselves together so that we can become sister companies and do the right thing, teach and proclaim the year of Ifa. Because Ifa will mend your broken hearts, ladies and gentlemen. Come with me as I pour libations to the east, and I say libations to the east for the benefit of our ancestors, Oduduwa. We say libations, Ashe. We pour libations to the west, and we call on the deity of Yamenja and say, Obatala Shango Alegba Ishun. Ladies and gentlemen, these deities are expressions of God. They are not the God. They are a manifestation of God. Let us pour libations to the north, and we call on Ishun, and we call on the Babalaw, and we say Ashe. I like to pour libations to the south, and we call on those deities that exist in the waters, and also the iron makers, the Oshun, and dealing with also the deities that work in the area of fire and metal. We call on those deities that they may be present, so when we tell the story today, you will get an understanding of the foundation story for the Yoruba people. And I say Ashe as I pour this libation. Libation. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to extend the greetings to your family, and may your ancestors be lifted up, and may you be reconnected to all of your ancestors. We also like to call on your deities and ask you to be reminded of who they are so that you can fellowship and pay homage with them every day. Now, the story that I'd like to tell you today is a story about the introduction of the Ifa divination system, giving you an understanding of the creation story for the Africans. We will also be talking about the writer's workshop and letting you hear some samples from our recording. And this is coming from old writing that was created for the divination of poetry. okay? The Ifa divination system, the mythological of Ifa, according to Yoruba belief, and I quote, Ifa, otherwise known as Orumala, was one of the 401 divinities. 401 there are. But we work with the 16 divinities when we're doing our oracle reading. The 401 divinities, the 401 divinities who came from the heavens, which is Orum, to Eya, which is earth, Oladulamare, the Yoruba high god, charged each one of these divinities with a particular function to be performed on earth. For example, Ogun was put in charge of all things related to war and hunting and the use of iron and implemented, while Osun was charged with the responsibility for molding human beings with clay. Molding human beings with clay, ladies and gentlemen. Ishun was the universal policeman and the keeper of the Ishun, the divine power. With each Oladulamare created the universe and the maintained in physical law, Ifa was put in charge of divination because of his great wisdom, which he acquired as a result of his presence by the side of Oladulamare. When the latter creature of the universe, Ifa, therefore, knew all the hidden secrets of the universe. Hence, his praised name was the small one whose mind is full of wisdom. Say that with me. The small one whose mind is full of wisdom. The Yoruba believe that the 401 divinities mentioned above descended from the skies into the city of Ifa, or Ile Ife. At the time, there were no creatures of any kind on the earth, ladies and gentlemen, and I quote, the divinities were therefore the first inhabitant of the earth, and Ile Ife was the first place on earth inhabited by human species. When the divinities arrived on earth, they found that planet completely covered up with water. But before they left, Olorum, Oladulamare, gave them a basket full of calabash full of sand, a hen and with five fingers, and a chameleon. Before the divinities landed, they sent the hen down to Ile Ife with the parcels of sand. The hen scattered the earth, and the solid earth appeared. The chameleon then walked on it to find out how solid it was. The divinities then descended upon the solid earth. And ladies and gentlemen, you wouldn't normally find these stories hidden away in the Bible. These are African oracles. And pitted their camp in different parts of Ile Ife. The hen and the chameleon thus became the first creatures to live upon the mortal, premortal earth, and divinities were the first beings to live upon the solid earth. After the arrival of the divinities, the human population developed at Ile Ife in two different ways. The divinities married among themselves. There were male as well as female divinities, and gave birth to a lineage of men who later became the divinity and the divine ruler of Yoruba, furthermore, Oladulamare, with the help of Olashun, created the human beings popular, who became the subject over whom the divinities and their descendant rule. Out of the descendants of the divinities, the children of Oduduwa became the most important, particularly and they eventually form the bulk of the ruling dynasty of the most powerful Yoruba kingdom. The culminating point in the power of these divinities rulers was achieved in the imperial organization of the Oye Imperium. At Ile Ife, Orumala settled in a place known as Okile Dei. He lived here many years. At first, he was childless, but later he had 8 male children. He later left Ile Ife for Adawa, when he spent the remainder of his life. Hence, the saying, Adua, Ile Ife, Ad is the home of Ile Ife. While on earth, Oromola employed his timeless wisdom to organize human society on an ordinarily basis. He also taught his discipline and the secrets of divination. But like the other divinities, Oromola returned to Orum after he had accomplished his task on earth. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be continuing with this segment on tomorrow to give you more of the divination and the creation story of Yoruba. I hope you will find it a bit interesting and very different and complex. The Yoruba people were very complex people. Now, we're going to be giving you those foundations. These stories were written by Africans. And at that time, they knew several languages, not only the language of Yoruba, but many other languages like French. And they were Wolof people. Some of them had different traditions and customs. We will be learning about those things too, ladies and gentlemen. In this writing class, we will be learning about which writers came before and how old are some of these teachings. This teaching is before Christ. This teaching came before Christ, ladies and gentlemen. There is a book of divinations that also came before Christ, meaning that the Africans brought forth religion. So if you want to debate, is this story legitimate? Look at the authenticity of the dating and when it came on the scene. These are oracles of our ancestors that we must learn about. And when we talk about writers, we can't leave out writers who wrote the fantastic divination of poetry. We can't leave out the authors that published this material during 1970. Most of these poetry and poems came out. Now, they came up with the 240-plus divination so that you would be able to get an oracle reading for your destination. I won't have time to get into all those things, and boy, I wish I had more time to give you more talk on Ifa. And I will be speaking more of the language from here on out and be doing the powerful prayers. It is very important that you do the powerful morning prayers and do them in the language of your ancestors, so that you will gain the energy that came up on this earth when those prayers were spoken. And do your nightly prayers, because Ile Ife was a place that believed in Iwapelu, good character and good conduct. I have been talking to you for so long about Yoruba stand for good character and good conduct, and that we have a life of prayer, a constant life of prayer, and spending time paying homage to our ancestors. I want you to understand what good character and good conduct means, is that above all things, while you're getting riches and gold, you are to develop an understanding of knowing yourself and discipline in your life. Ifa's people believe in discipline, and they caution you against using the divination in inappropriate ways, because every priest and priestess is held responsible for the knowledge that they know. We are to be healers. Ifa will mend the broken heart. Ephod came for all men, ladies and gentlemen, to help and aid and to find a solution. Oromalah knows the origin of illness. He knows the origin of all things, and he also knows the answer to all things. He was there at the right hand and side of God. The molder of clay, Oromalah molded you. And the Africans believe that you were created by Oromalah, which is also the representation of Jesus in the Christian faith. So you have the essence of God's essence, but you were created by Oromalah. Ladies and gentlemen, let that permeate. And we'll come back to this topic again tomorrow. There's much to learn in this class. Now, to be young, gifted, and black, and now you're a writer, and you have this knowledge behind you and this consciousness behind you, what are you going to do with it? How do you create creativity by keeping that story alive? How do you take that creation story and stand up at a Christian church and give an ordination of the African Christian story? You do it constantly in your home, and you let everyone know that the Africans have an origin of their creation story, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let us go over and take a listen to some of our authors and narrators who are writing short stories and playwrights. I want you to get in the habit of understanding, during this time, one of the things that our black people had in the 50s and 60s, they had their dignity. And they use the term to be young, gifted, and black. And that's where it's at. And I'm saying that to you young people because when you wear the marks and the scars of darkness on your face, it is not a curse. In essence, it is a blessing. So you have to understand that you must have dignity and use the opportunity and welcome the opportunity to write and to publish and to tell your story about your culture. Let's take a listen to something that we have over here in our listening area for our tapes. And this tape was created back in the 60s. They're a combination of teachers talking, orators, James Earl Jones. You will recognize the voices, but just listen attentively.
Rooseveltian atmosphere of the homes of the 30s. Father ran for Congress
as a Republican. He believed in American private enterprise and, among other things, amassed in terms of our community, a fortune. Though actually he had merely become a reasonably successful businessman of the middle class. But we are all shaped, are we not, by that particular rim of the soup bowl where we swim, and I have remained throughout the balance of my life a creature formed in a community atmosphere where I was known as a rich girl. In any case, my mother sent me to kindergarten in white fur in the middle of the Depression. The kids beat me up. And I think it was from that moment I became a rebel.
Because it was the largest of all the boxes, she had noticed it for days. And when at last the morning came and she was allowed to rip asunder the smooth white tissue paper, the child could do nothing but sit stunned. The grown-ups oohed and aahed. They touched the fur. They congratulated the mother. And all the while the child sat half ill with the outrage that had been committed against her Christmas. She's compelled to stand up, a small angry mannequin in her pajamas, while the coat was first lovingly shaken and then thrust upon her frame and buttoned to her chin. Then the muff was placed on her fists. Now she was ready, and she was made to walk up and down so that the grown-ups could ooh and ah yet another chorus. At the hall mirror, she saw herself. She looked exactly like one of the enormous, stupid rabbits in her silly coloring books. She hated those rabbits. Several tears, fat and lush, rose at once and spilled down her cheeks and past her tight lips until they dripped directly onto the ermine.
But the oohs and ahs prevailed. Swathed in white, she was sent to school. The children of the ghetto promptly set upon her with fist and inkwell.
And ever since that day, I have been antagonistic to the symbols of affluence. In fact, after that day, I chose my friends with intense fascination from among my aspirants. Now, there has been an aspect of the society of kids from the ghetto which demanded utmost respect. They fought. The girls as well as the boys, they fought. If you were not right with them, there they were after school waiting for you. A little gang of them in their gym shoes blocking off the sidewalk. Face to face with the toughest, the dialogue began. She say, you say, I'll wear dirty underwear.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Who you calling a liar?
You're calling nobody a liar.
Yes, you are. You said you didn't say what I said. She said you did.
I didn't.
See? She just said it again. Here.
Dreadful things generally ensued after that. A sudden blow, or one's entire person seized in a hostile embrace of fury and thrown to the sidewalk, where the pebbly texture of the concrete cut into the elbows and the knees. But above all, the sheer terror of it, the fact of violence.
Englewood High School, Southside Chicago. And
William Shakespeare. I remember we had to memorize speeches from Macbeth and Julius Caesar, all under the auspices of a strange and bewigged teacher whom we naturally and cruelly christened Pale Hecate.
God rest her gentle, enraptured, and igniting soul. He did not read, nor speak, nor write the English language. I suspect that you do not even think in it. God only knows what language you do think. Or if you think at all. It's true. The English have done little enough with the tongue, but being the English, I suspect it is the best that they could do. In any case, I'll have it learned properly before I live in one of your pals out of this class, that I will. As for you, Miss. As for you, indeed. Surely you will recognize the third letter of the alphabet when you've seen it.
C.
I see it is. Well, you're bright and clever now, after all, aren't you? And now, my brilliance, would you also be informing us as to what a grade signifies when it is thus put upon the page?
Average.
Yes. And what else in your case, my iridescence? Well, then I'll be telling you in fine order. It stands for cheat, my luminous one. For them that will do half when all is called for. For them that will slip and slide through life at the edge of their mind, never once pushing into the interior. Wonders are hiding there, content to drift along on whatever gets them by, cheating themselves, cheating the world, cheating nature. That is what the sea means, my dear child, my pet. My laziest queen of these lopes. Shakespeare, a source of comfort and agitation so bound together that they are inseparable.
But Shakespeare, not with that. If Pale Heckett nor anyone else could bring much comfort on that agitated day of the race riot at school. Oh, yes. I remember and will never forget.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back at you with that race riot. And I'm sure all of you had one in your community. We had one for 5 years here in our community in Indiana. And we all had those race riots, and we need to talk about them. And our children need to know the story. As you listen to those recordings about what it was like being in school and having the only Caucasian teacher there who didn't understand why you didn't know the languages. Now, you must remember that as we look back on those times, it gives us familiarity to write about. And those of you who are young, gifted, and black, it's an advantage to have had those experiences in an urban ghetto setting. It helps give you something to write about that has culture and that has heritage. Some people have had it so good that they don't have experiences to write about. These are experiences that you can pull out of your culture and write about them. So get pen and paper out and start writing about the race riots that existed in your neighborhood and your community. Even write about your first day of school when you felt ostracized by your own peers. Maybe you had to wear a white coat and feel like you were that rich child in the classroom. Try to put yourself in the place of some of these characters and talk about it in your writing. Did you have something abnormal to happen to you in your classroom? Were you ever feeling inferior? When you live in the ghetto and you grow up on the urban side of town, you have much to talk about. You're young, gifted, and black. And we're talking to the youth today. We want you to get those pens and papers out and start writing. And guests, if you're out there in the chat room, please take out your paper and pencil and start writing down experiences that you've had and be able to share them with us tomorrow. We'll be talking about the race riots in your community. What did you have to do to stay alive? And what about the issues with going and integrating schools? What did you have to do to make it through the system? And why were you successful and none of the other people were? Let's get ready to get out of here, and we'll be back again tomorrow, same time, ladies and gentlemen, at 10:30. Get your pencils ready. We're going to be pushing that pen tomorrow. And I say on that note, Odabo and Baba Booey to you, y'all. All right. is Friday, this is Saturday, and we just finished stepping, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and do yourself a favor. Find somewhere to go dancing and enjoy your weekend, ladies and gentlemen. And do join us back here tomorrow for another segment in the Care to Read room. We'll be talking about to be young, gifted, and black. That's a fact, because that's where it's at. And if you have stories to tell, start writing them now. This is a writer's workshop, teachers. You ought to come in here and refresh your skills, sharpen your skills to be exact. You have your Omega 7 Live coming to you straight from my studio. We'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place. Get your pen and pencil ready and be ready to come back and talk about your writing experience. We're talking about being narrators and playwriters. What about you? Tomorrow, Omi will be featuring some of my own stories from the Lily Pad, and I'd like for you to give me your opinion, come in, and give a critical objection of what you think. Am I a writer? Do I have what it takes to create the next playwright? What about you? Let's hear from you. We are doing you a favor by coming on late in the evening. When you're rested up, you can come in here and relax and kick back. We want those youngsters out, because this is a segment for those youngsters who are young, gifted, and black. And that's a fact, because that's where it's at. See you tomorrow. Oh, double.